Now, one of the things that I can't believe how much response we've gotten on this, Giorgio. I don't know if you've gotten it too.
Oh, yeah.
But I have. People loving our breakdown of moron dog.
We're going to kill Junior. We killed Junior with this.
Oh, I love it. I think it's hilarious. Okay.
Junior's going into low power mode.
No. I love it.
He just went to screensaver.
Okay. I love it. I just don't love it as much as you two.
Yeah. We are obsessed.
You two are obsessed.
We are obsessed with it. We had a good breakdown yesterday with one omission.
There were several omissions when I listened to it when I was driving into work this morning, they were replaying our breakdown of it that happened at the compound. And I was noticing four or five other things that we didn't even comment on.
Right. Maybe the essence of how the argument started were late in the exchange between Bob and Dan, when Dan said, well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin. I mean, he was sitting there right next to you.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to you. So which implies that there was a seating chart for the dog as well.
And that's where it all went awry. They, for some reason, put Cornelius
next
to Bob.
Next to Bob rather than... Maybe it was the old, they were going with the principle of, you know, how some places they'll sit the spouse across from their spouse.
Oh, right.
So maybe Cornelius was sitting across from Dan as opposed to beside him. And that's what started the whole thing. It was the person in charge of the seating chart that caused
that
the incident.
And laughed all over again when I heard that.
I like the, when we were examining the, who told you to bring the freaking dog in the first place? I love the assumption that someone told Dan to bring the dog, and then there were multiple people that told him to bring the dog, and Bob just wanted to know who told him to bring it in the first place.
Yeah.
Who was the first person that told you to bring the dog?
Original idea.
Yeah. Everyone had the same
to bring
idea,
a dog
who,
named Cornelius
who do we give original
camp.
Credit to on bringing it? Well, P1 William, long-term P1, he said that he went through and Zapruder'd this thing and created a transcript of it, and
he
sent it to us. And I thought we'd read this for accuracy and see if this if it tracks.
Okay.
So I'll be Bob.
Okay.
You be Dan. And Craig, you can be the dear departed Rick Arnett.
Okay.
Who has since passed away, and
we
wish him well. Yes.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple of days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people are even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. And what's interesting, Dan, is that I'm sure that the station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station did bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
Grab the dog. Would you try to focus? You're the one talking, not me.
Yeah, I'm not whistling on the air for my dog.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Boy, you're going to be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to bring the dog in the first place?
Well, kid, I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff that I'm doing
on
the air.
Hey, you know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here and have some more. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Yeah, no, you were. You were. Here, boy. Oh, Bob. No. Bob, I'm listening. No. Down.
We went over this in the meeting. What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Scene.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate transcript.
Just reading this transcript, I think my favorite part is when Bob is first getting distracted and said, maybe we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all.
Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Yeah, because his mind had gotten so distracted at that point, he couldn't talk right.
And as we said yesterday, Dan, could you have more focus than that? He was grabbing the dog and doing a talk show. How would Bob dare say, could you try to focus a little bit? Was anyone more focused than Dan?
Would you try to focus a little bit? I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me. Is there any doubt that Dan is a 5-star general of smartassness?
No doubt.
I mean, the way he just came up with that line so quickly. I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
Right, but don't think Bob can't return a volley, though.
Right.
Oh, you know, with, oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead, Bob. I'm listening. No, I'm listening. Oh, it's so great.
But I asked you the very hard question mm-hmm. off the air today.
Yeah.
Is that the greatest piece of audio ever, or is Lee Corso?
We're divided on this, Craig, and this may
I think I go
be
more
the
on
thing
dog. I think he goes
that
Lee Corso.
Tears our show apart, is I think Lee Corso is the greatest masterpiece in the history of radio. And he goes with Moron Dog.
They're both high-level genius.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because Lee Corso has its own brilliance. Of,
maybe we need to break that down at some point.
He was
the
joking,
Lee Corso
Coach.
Thing.
Bob,
I think he was joking, Coach.
Trying to play Peacemaker.
And Bob resetting right in the middle of that.
Lee Corso.
Oh, this is Lee Corso here.
All right. That's the corner.
Thank you, William.
Funny stuff. 9:34 on the ticket. Coming up next, some final thoughts on Rick Carlisle leaving the Mavericks.